This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring to you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing?
We're doing okay, Boch. I feel like that's the word of the day today. I was curious something about Jack Leiter's start yesterday, and maybe I'm off on that. This is the third time this season he's gone that heavy with fastball usage, and it seems like all three of those starts have been on the lower end of his starts this year. Do you think that's fair to say that the rougher starts he's had have been too fastball dependent, or does that not sound right?
Well, I can't agree with that completely, because the usage really depends on the command and the command of both the fastball and the off-speed pitches. If you notice last night with the fastball, I mean, he was missing pretty big at times, including spiking it and missing away, yanking it. And so he was a little wild in the strike zone. The fastball is going to set up everything else, but his off-speed pitches weren't quite as sharp either. The home run he gave up to Witt, the change up, that was a mistake. Perez hit one for a double, so both pitches just did not quite have the command. And a lot of times when you're having trouble getting the breaking ball over, then you're forced to use a fastball a little bit more than you want. But I think that the percentage of the usage wasn't near the problem what we're looking at here, and that's just command of all the pitches.
Boch, how do you wipe a game like that, like last night's, out of your mind after the win streak that y'all just kind of went on?
Well, play 162 games. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
I've said this, you have no choice, and you don't dwell on their loss, although your losses are heavier than the celebration of the wins. That's usually the case in our game, and you can't forget that we have been playing good and won some series, and including a sweep. And so don't let one loss dampen the mood and the tempo of what the club is feeling right now. And we ran in a well pitched game. Lugo's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Almost started the All-Star game last year. He had an incredible year. He shut down the Yankees one hit in six innings, I think, six or seven innings. He's got six or seven pitches. He throws a kitchen sink at you and uses his fastball well. That's what sets up everything. And what he does really well is he throws that fastball on the top rail there after showing a lot of off-speed pitches, and we had a tough time laying off it.
I'm glad you said tempo. I've used that word a lot, rhythm, in this win streak. And I'm glad you said tempo, could getting back into it. That's something that you really want to do. When you see players, like even your own guys, Wyatt, Evan Carter, young guys in the league, and then you see guys like Bobby Witt Jr., do you often see a lot of former players that you've managed or managed against in some of these younger players that you're watching right now?
Yeah, you do. You know, I look at the makeup of somebody like Wyatt. He reminds me of Buster. They're different players. I'm just talking about the makeup. But there, you know, some guys have swings that remind you of somebody. You know, Carter, for example, had a center fielder named Steve Finley. They were built alike, left-handed, you know, and both ran well, both had power. I've said, you know, he reminds me of Finley. That's the beauty of this game. And I think that's why your scouts, your older scouts, you know, they have a little bit of an advantage because they have a reference point on what we're talking about. They look at a young player and they remind them of another player that they drafted that had success or did not have success, you know. So, it's really amazing how many players will remind you of some players that you had.
Now, you're talking about how good Lugo is. You're arguably facing a pitcher that's been even better so far this year today, and then have another challenging starter against you tomorrow. What kind of, I don't know, potential difficulties do these two starters bring to the table?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, we're seeing three really good ones. You know, they're tough. We saw Bumic, and he went right through us in spring training and he's continued to do that. You know, he's got velocity, but he's got location and, of course, the changeup. But he's tough. I mean, the numbers show that, too. So, yeah, we have our hands full. And then tomorrow, Walk has been throwing the ball well. And, you know, they're catching us probably at a good time where we're having to bullpen it. And it's going to be up to our offense to find a way to get some runs and scratch and claw and do some little things and mainly get on base and create those chances. But, you know, with this guy, you're hoping your pitching comes through for you and keeps it close and then anything can happen.
Yeah, I'm glad you said the scratch and claw part because I've always been a big advocate of just get on base. It creates pressure. It keeps the juices flowing for the next guy when he comes up. And when a hitter, I've been having a question about when a hitter hits a line drive for an out, analytically, you kind of get good marks for a hard hit, but bloop singles kind of give you bad marks because it's kind of like luck. But what does that do for a hitter's confidence when he's on base? No matter how hard he hit it, when he's on base, it feels like he has confidence, hey, I'm standing on the bag right now. And then conversely, what does it do to a pitcher's mind when he gives up a couple bloop singles and instead of a line drive out?
Yeah, a couple things. We all like base hits, so the bloopers, yeah, we feel pretty good about when we're on first base. So, you know, and that can get you out of a slump. Now, you smoke a ball, line drive, and they catch it. Even though you've done your job, you've done all you can, you can't control the rest of it, it's frustrating. That can put you in a slump because now you're ticked off, you know, because just – I mean, I kid hitters sometimes. Just because you hit the ball hard doesn't mean you get a hit. So you've done your job. And anyway, to your point, yeah, it's a much better feeling when you hit that blooper, believe it or not. And the pitchers, I can tell you this, there's nothing more frustrating than making good pitches and weak grounders get through or bloopers fall in. And sometimes they just have a game where they may have their best stuff, but the BABIT, you know, baseball's in play, is killing them. You know, they're just placing it in their, you know, right spots. And for a pitcher, yeah, that can be demoralizing, actually, because you're making your good pitches. You're doing everything right, but you're not getting the results. And we all want results. No getting around it. So that's what you got to battle with. Mentally is dealing with when you're doing everything right and those results aren't there for you.
Is it safe to say that over your playing career, you had many, many conversations with a starting pitcher that went something to the effect of, this team sucks. How the hell have they gotten three runs already off these garbage hits?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I mean, you know, who else is right there doing the same thing with me is Maddox.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, he gets frustrated on that too. It's part of the game, you know it. But when it just happens a lot in one game, man, I tell you that mounts up. And it's all about how you handle it. And so I think our guys do a great job. I do. I don't see anybody complaining. Oh, I had bad luck or whatever. They keep trying to do their job. That's all they can do.
You'd mentioned the bullpen day tomorrow. Do you get the sense or do you have a feel at all for the potential availability of Eovaldi the next time through the lineup after or through the pitching rotation after Corbin?
Yeah. Nate's going to face some hitters here this weekend, and we'll see how that goes. And all goes well there. Yeah, possibility. You know, he could start a game. Now, I don't want to set those expectations so high where he thinks he's got to make them, because we have to do what's right with him. And when he's in this live batting practice session, he's going to have two ups. If that goes well, then possibly he could start and maybe go three innings. But again, these are things we talk about after every outing they have.
Yeah.
Session, bullpen session, a live BP session, and then decide what's best for Nate and what's best for us.
What's the feeling on the timeline then for Bradford, Gray, and Spores? How are you feeling about those guys?
Yeah, Bradford's doing well. He threw live BP, and it was really impressive. So it looks like toward the end of this weekend, he caught some kind of bug and had a pretty good temperature yesterday, but he could start his rehab as early as Saturday or Sunday, if all goes well. I haven't seen him today. Sporzy, he's going to throw live BP at least another time. If that goes well, he could be starting his rehab very shortly. Gray's got three more bullpens before he'll throw live.
Okay.
And then it really comes down to, all right, we're going to stretch these guys up to start or use them in the bullpen. Again, things we're talking about now.
Those are good discussions to be able to have whenever you got some good starters. Last year, you had to rely on Josh Smith a lot. And I'm not going to say it wore him down, but he had played more every day than he was probably used to in his career. And then this year, again, he's playing a lot more. How much more did he prepare? How differently did he prepare for this season? And how important is it to be careful with his hamstring tightness and what he's going through?
Well, that's why he's not playing. This guy's so valuable to us. Not to, slight anybody, but I will say he's as valuable as anybody in our club because of his versatility, what he brings offensively. And so, we need to keep him healthy. That's why he's DH quite a bit, to get him off his legs. We need to take care of him and keep him on the field as much as we can. Now, this is this injury he's going through is very similar to what he had last year. And we gave him a couple of days off, and, he recovered well off it. But to your point, probably did wear down. You know, wasn't used to playing that much. And I think you learned from the previous year how to take care of yourself, maybe cut back a little workload, things like that to keep you fresh.
I've started and been pushing feverishly the campaign to make Josh Smith an all-star.
That's true.
With his performance and versatility, like you just mentioned, do you think he would make a worthy all-star?
Oh, I do. I thought he did last year. Yeah, I know he was considered. So, yeah, I think he has to be in the mix with what he does, you know, moving around and doing what he, you know, what he's doing offensively. Yeah. Yeah, I think he'll definitely he'll be mentioned and has a good chance of making the club.
Do the guys ever tell you when they need rest, when they need time off, or are they all like, no, I'm playing no matter what until Boach makes me stop?
Some will say something, some won't. You know, they're all a little different. But, you know, I try to check in with them. You know, Carter, for example. But, you know, sometimes Evan, he wants to be out there, so he may not quite tell me the whole truth what's going on with them. But but that's, you know, that's the player. You know, they want to be out there, and they want to do something to help the club win. But our training staff, that's who I really keep up with, the medical staff, my coaching staff. You know, maybe every other meeting I'll mention something to them. Hey, you know, if somebody's telling you something that's bothering them or they need a day, let me know. Because they're going to let them know before they let me know. So
okay, yeah.
You stay ahead of it. And it's a lot easier for a player to say something to a coach or a trainer sometimes than telling the manager.
Now, the last thing I was curious about, you go back to Saturday's walk-off win from Adolis.
We were there.
Yeah, that was kind of a frustrating game in terms of, just to me, it felt like it should have been like 7-2 along the way.
And, about 12-2.
Yeah, see, so I know obviously the idea is, well, you got to be hitting with runners in scoring position. And I think we all understand that. But do you see it as a positive sign at all that going from like the Tampa Bay series to Washington to the White Sox, that y'all have at least been getting more runners in scoring position to start?
Right. And that's why you have to look at the positive, what, you know, what is going on now. Yeah, we didn't put up the runs that we probably should have in that game. It's almost one of those games where you win and then you go, did we win? You know,
yeah.
You know, cause you're out away from, you know, winning the game and, you know, they double and tie it. So anyway, yeah, but you won the game. And so, you know, even ugly wins are good too. And you take those, and you're going to have those games where you're frustrated and, you know, you're just hammering the ball. You're getting guys out there and you look up there and, you know, it's a tie game. You're going, how's this game tied? So, yeah, no doubt that was a frustrating game for everybody, including the players. I'm sure a lot of them would tell you how disappointed they were because they had numerous chances to drive in runs.
Well, y'all got the win. You still won 7-9, whether it's an ugly win tonight or not. A win's a win, so best of luck this evening.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's time to bounce back. Yeah, we got our hands full tonight, but I'm looking forward to this matchup.
Thank you very much, good sir.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, I love it. And the only reason I wanted to clarify about Saturday, because you might be like, it's just Saturday. They play 16 million games a season. So I wasn't sure if they all blend into one another. And I love when I said 7-2, he goes, whoa. Like 12-2.
Because he was thinking the same thing
was.
We were.
He was.
He's all of us in that moment right there.
Look, when we got to like the eighth inning, I was like, how are we not winning this game by 6 runs or whatever? And he felt the same way.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Kyle. college football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.